More than once on my way home from Kollel, I stopped in the local supermarket to pick up a couple of bottles of milk and other perishables to bring home for the week, and I would often forget to put them in the refrigerator upon my arrival at home. Needless to say, my efforts, the time that I spent to go to the supermarket and to purchase them, to walk home with them, and everything, well, the money as well, were for naught. Even though I did my wife a favor by going, I spent the time, I spent the money. If I didn't put it in the refrigerator right away, especially if I had ice cream, it's not so good. The Gemara tells us how la'achar mi'ah ve'esrim shana, a person will come to Shamayim and they're going to ask him six questions. Kavata itim la'Torah, nasata ve'nata ve'emuna, etc. And then the Gemara says, even if you answered correctly to these six questions, if a person's Yirat Shamayim is his storage house, Yirat Shamayim hi otzaro, great. But if not, if he didn't have Yirat Shamayim as his storage house, as his silo, not so good. If you don't, if you can bring in all of the Torah you want, all of the mitzvot that you want, but if there isn't Yirat Shamayim to contain all of it, it's not so great. It's not going to last. It doesn't have the right preservative. It's not in the fridge. The Gemara says how having Yirat mitzvot but not having Yirat Shamayim is like getting the keys to the inner vault but not having the keys to the building. You can't access all of the mitzvot that you did if you don't have Yirat Shamayim first. The Mishnah says, "Kol she'yirat chaito kol demet lechochmato, chochmato met kayemet." If a person starts off with Yirat Shamayim, then all of his chochma will last. But if he doesn't, if it's the other way around, it's not going to work. The Gemara said, the Midrash explains, because as much as a person learns, as much as he covers all of Torah, all the areas of Torah, if at the end of the day he doesn't have any Yirat Shamayim, it's not going to last. Yirat Shamayim is the container. It's the kli kibul. The bigger Yirat Shamayim is, the more you can fit in. That's why it's called Yirat Hashem hi otzaro. The smaller the Yirat Shamayim, the less can fit in. Hashem is ready and waiting, and He's open to giving, says Rav Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. He wants to be mashpia on all of us, all of Am Yisrael, with more chokhmah and binah, to etch the Torah into our hearts, and to give us something with which to entertain us when we arrive in Gan Eden. But if we don't prepare ourselves accordingly, if we don't expand, widen, and deepen the boundaries of our receptacles of our Yirat Shamayim, he won't be able to give us that much. It's like a father who wants to feed his children, but they don't have enough of a big enough refrigerator to store all the stuff, or a big enough pantry to store everything he wants to give them. My wife wants to do shopping for a whole year of groceries, but we only have a small apartment freezer. We can't put stuff in there. It's the same idea. The bigger the storage facility, the more we can hold. The smaller, the less we can hold. With that understanding, we have to understand, Yirat Shamayim means to understand where the Torah came from. The Torah is not a secular subject. It's not just another course in college. It's not just another class or topic. Torah was given at Har Sinai. Be'ema v'yira retet v'ziya. Be'gilu bir adam. We have to understand this comes from Yirat Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with this. This is the raison d'etre of the entire world. A person can't learn Torah like it's nothing, like it's another subject. It has to be reverberating through every one of one's veins with every breath he takes. And not just when it comes to Torah learning, but also when it comes to doing the mitzvot. A person has to be so careful with Hashem's mitzvot. Rav Ovadia was so, so careful when it came to kashrut. Even if His family made him a dish, he was careful to check on the hashgachot and whatever. One time they even managed to sneak in a different hashgacha of meat. It was a good hashgacha. It was a very good hashgacha of meat that they made for him. And he looked at it, he's like, forget it. I'm going to go vegetarian from now on. Don't make me any more meat. He didn't even know. But he was able to detect with his Yirat Shamayim that he had such a profound, deep Yirat Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to show him, one way or another, who knows, that this wasn't what he wanted to be eating. Even on things that he himself wrote to Shavuot, saying it's permissible to eat these things, he was machmir on himself. When it came to Gezel, the story goes that someone sent Rav Ovadia a manuscript for review for a Haskama, to write an approbation, And Ravadia wrote him the Haskaman, and in the letter he wrote that you sent me the manuscript in a very nice wrapping paper. Very nice folded wrapping paper. I want you to know that I still have it with me, but I'll send it back to you if you want, because it's yours. And if you don't want it, just write to me in a letter that you are giving it to me as a total gift. Because I don't want to hold on to something that's not mine. And when Ovadia's wife died, he was crying and crying and crying. And he told the people, it's not because I'm not mourning over my own loss. I'm mourning over what my wife might be going through in Shamayim. And we don't realize how terrible it can be. The purgatory that a person can go through when he reaches Shamayim, we have no idea what Omek Adin is, the Gemara says. We really don't understand Omek Adin, the profundity of justice. So we really have to daven that Hashem should have mercy on the neshama of the niftar, of the person who passed away. And that's why when a person passes away, his children do their best to do more mitzvot and learn more Torah on his merits, because we want to relieve the pressure of purgatory on a person's neshama. Of course, the more Torah a person learns and has an effect, especially for the Rebbetzins also, they get a huge discount. All of us, those who learn Torah and learn more and more Torah, get a huge discount, and therefore Ravadia was crying that Hashem should have mercy on his wife. Now that we have a better understanding of how Yirat Shamayim is so essential for our Torah learning, and how a person cannot approach learning Torah without Yirat Shamayim, and it has to permeate all of his Torah mitzvot, all of his comings and goings with people and observance of mitzvot. I also have to understand Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot that 10 people who are sitting and learning the Shekhinah is with them. 2 people who are sitting and learning the Shekhinah is with them. Then the Mishnah says that even one person learning alone brings the Shekhinah. So we all read that thinking, oh, that's so beautiful. The Shekhinah is there even if I'm learning alone. Yeah, the Shekhinah is there if you're learning alone. You have to understand that and be afraid. That's Yirat Shamayim. The Midrash Shmuel says, you have to have Yirat Shamayim, even in those moments of learning Torah on your own. Can't let go. Can't relax. Have to understand that the Torah is there also. Actually, the Shekhinah is there also. And with that profound, deep sense of Yirat Shamayim, a person will be konen more and more Torah.